Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Down we are with the concept of understanding what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Yes, we're down with it. Michael Harrison is part of the we. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It's his game. I'm Doug Steffen, here to host the program and sort of shepherd where we're going. But the main interest is in the stories, the people. What did you start to say?
I said, you said you were shepherding. I was just making a very juvenile funny joke.
Yes, it's okay. We can be juvenile. You and I have our moments.
Yep. We like that was our moment for the show. Now let's get on with being serious.
Yes, juvenility. So let's get to the stories, and there are some serious stories in here, as there usually are. Not really. It's not normally the bill of fare here is not light. It's usually pretty serious, pretty heavy, and this week is no exception to that, Michael.
Yeah, and we had to stretch it to have 10 topics that really would, you know, be considered top topics, because the number one topic has sucked all the oxygen out of the room in terms of its domination of
politics. Team tends to do that.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about that during the following hour, because it's actually a bigger story than the story of just how big the story is. Mm-hmm. At number 10, we have severe weather, and we have the Joker controversy, the movie Joker.
Did you see it?
No,
I
would if I had nothing better to do. I have nothing against it for any of the controversy surrounding it. I just don't go to that many movies. I saw Judy because I'm a big fan of Judy Garland.
I did too. Yeah, I did too. What did you think of it?
I liked it very much. It was a good drama. If you're looking for a musical, it ain't the right place to go.
No, it's a story of her at the beginning of her career and the end of her career. Basically. And the first half of it bothered me because it reminded me of my mother. There was such, you know, there's a personal side. Most everybody who goes to some of these movies about the about someone who's famous can identify with some part of their lives. That's why people go to watch it, I think.
Did it remind you of your mother because she was a fan of Judy Garland, or did it remind you of your mother because Judy Garland reminded you of your mother?
Wonderful question. She was a fan of Judy Garland, but she also suffered from the same maladies and died at about the same age.
Oh gosh!
So it was a similar. Her life was a similar story to what Judy Garland's life was about.
That's funny, folks. I know this man for 30 years, and I just found that out. That's always shocking.
Well, it's not something you talk about much
right?
under the circumstances. But yeah, my mother died at a very early age because of the addictions that she had.
Oh, my.
But the story is very well. Renee Zellweger, you wouldn't recognize her. She's as skinny as a rail. Not like, you know, remember in the Bridget stories how heavy she was and people used to tease her?
She's an amazing actress. You know, she took a lot of heat for having the facelift that changed her looks. Yeah. She looks more like Renee Zellweger now. I saw some interviews with her. And this was not an impersonation of Judy Garland. This was an inspiration.
Acting.
It was inspired. Yes.
Yeah.
There were times when Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland would smile, and that Renee Zellweger smile came right through. Yeah. Very interesting. Let's move on with the survey,
yes.
though, because the movie that is on the top 10 is, it starts with a J, but that's about as close as it comes as the Joker controversy.
Right.
I suspect the Judy Garland movie is going to come and go like so many do without much impact. At number 9, gun control and health care and immigration reform. These are usually the top topics at the top of the survey. They have been relegated to lower on a survey that most things haven't had that much conversation anyway, other than the number 1 and 2 topics. At number 8, we have the German synagogue shooting. At number 7, kind of a political correct, in a way, ironic.
A lot of conversation about it. I'm not sure I would agree with you, although you're the expert and I shouldn't be. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think in my circle and the conversation that I have in certain programs that I do, the German thing, the shooting there, because it's Rosh Hashanah, I have a lot of Jewish friends, maybe it, and Yom Kippur, maybe it impacted me differently. And I looked at it, I was more than disgusted. I don't even...
Why do you disagree with anything that I have said?
No, because it wasn't, it ought to be...
ought to be?
it ought to be closer. You said it ought to be closer to the top of the list, and I'm agreeing.
No,
with
I didn't
you
say
there.
That. I said gun control, health care, and immigration are usually at the top of the list.
Ah, okay.
I haven't said anything about what ought to be. I'm just tell it like we. I tell it like we count it.
Yeah, no, so I understand.
The
yeah.
German synagogue shooting is at number 8. The Ellen DeGeneres George W. Bush flap is at number 7. Yeah. At number 6, the Catch and Kill book, and it's contained the story about a Matt Lauer.
It almost takes
rape.
Your breath away, doesn't it, when you think about what this guy's gotten away with.
Or you know, what he's being accused of. And but now it's escalating from bad conduct to criminal activity.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, his accuser, a woman by the name of Brooke Nevels, has never filed any kind of legal action against him. She's just told a lot of people, including the bosses at NBC, yeah. who kind of allegedly, I got to use that word, covered it up. Mm. At number 5, we'll get back to it. At number 5, the PG&E blackouts out in California and its connection to climate change, because everything is political. At number 4, U.S.-China relations. And are we talking about trade agreements, tariffs? No, we're talking about basketball. At number 3, Turkish invasion of northeast Syria, which is a serious topic. 2020 presidential election at number 2, which is Jagundo. And number 1, the impeachment inquiry on the Ukraine scandal, which, as I said, is taking up about 92 or 93% of the conversation on talk radio and talk television and just about everything else. On our people survey, we have Ellen DeGeneres and George W. Bush at 10, Matt Lauer, Ronan Farrow, and Brooke Nevels at 9, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren at 8, Mike Pence at 7, Recep Tayyip Erdogan at number 6, he's the Turkish leader. Rudy Giuliani at number 5, America's mayor.
Oh, it doesn't pay to be his friend, though, this week.
And Nancy Pelosi at 4, Vladimir Zelensky at number 3. No pressure, no pressure. At number 2, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. oh, gosh. At number 1, Donald Trump. Mm. Wow. What a circuit. What a circus.
Zelensky says, I didn't have no pressure applied to me whatsoever. None.
Yeah, nothing.
I want to go back to what you said. I wasn't disagreeing with you. I'm thinking about what the relevance of what you said regarding how huge these top 2 or 3 stories are and how right. they suck the air out of other conversation. I just felt the German synagogue shooting was something that deserved a lot more attention. So I guess I gave it more attention as I did the Ellen and George W. Bush thing. I think that's another. It's just, but they're all kind of, as you play through a lot of this stuff, even the PG&E thing, the book about Lauer, it's the discontent of America that we're talking about. It really is when you get right down to it, don't you think? I mean, we're all, there's nothing here that we, who agrees? Is there something in this list that we all can agree on in terms of points of view? I don't see it.
Oh, the weather. The weather is not good, and that's a problem. We even politicized the weather. I mean, that ties into climate change.
Yeah,
and climate change, which should be a science discussion that brings us all together, is not bringing us together because it's been politicized. The only topic that seems to be bringing everybody together, but it's hardly gotten, it hasn't penetrated the mass consciousness. It's a subject that people who listen and watch talk media and follow the news. News junkies, news freaks are into it. The U.S.-China story really brings people together in as much as it's the only real story out there that both the Democrats and the Republicans, the left and the right, agree that Donald Trump has been doing a good job.
Something got to be done. Yeah, put them in their place. Yep.
Yeah, right. Donald Trump has been doing a good job on China. And it's very hard to disagree on that. He may not be doing it as good a job as he could. He might not be handling it as well as he can. But he is light years ahead of the last presidents before him from both parties. The Bush father and son and the Clinton-Obama connection. Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, George H.W. and George W. Bush, they all gave China a free pass.
Right. And capitulated. And now it is the way it is today. Yeah.
And now, as evidenced by the story with the NBA, the corruption in China is spreading to here. We're taking on their values or their lack of values.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pretty incredible. Yep. Part of the conversations. We continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen at 16 past the hour. It may be time for me to remind you how you can look better and feel better about yourself because of your smile. You want a brighter, whiter smile. Most people will tell you, unless they've had caps or veneers or something that has changed the actual constitution, their teeth are changed. Put new teeth in that are whiter and brighter. But still, if you drink coffee and tea, maybe red wine, those white teeth that are put in to replace the old teeth are sooner or later going to also get stained. And that's the beauty of power swabs. They will not only take care of your original teeth, but they take care of caps and veneers as well. That is extracting the stains, removing what people don't want to see, what you don't like to have in your mouth. Power swabs will do it and do it quickly. 5 minutes is all you need. Every 5, 6, 7 days, you can improve the whiteness of your teeth by 2 to 3 shades. That's guaranteed. A brighter, whiter smile, and inexpensive. When you compare what it costs, you go to the dentist and say, hey, whiten up my teeth. He's going to say, okay, $500, $600. This is certainly nowhere near that. You can do it yourself and see how wonderfully well you will be received, how well you'll feel about yourself. Remove the stains. Call 800-208-1797 for power swabs. Tell them you heard about it here. Get a 50% off the retail price deal. 50% off and the whitest, brightest, most beautiful smile. Dial 800-208-1797. Again, it's called Power Swabs. That's the product. 800-208-1797 so you can smile again.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, so talk radio time. I'm looking at this list, and I said something about Rudy Giuliani's friends. This guy has inveigled himself into this, whether he wanted to or not. He's become part of, you look at all of the players here. Here's, Susan Collins, who's a Republican, is getting jammed up because she's running for re-election and having fundraisers. And she's using Brett Kavanaugh and the vote on him as a way to win with her locals. She said in a release to her folks that she's looking for money, while Justice Kavanaugh is in their crosshairs talking about the people on the left, they're also targeting me. That's why I need your help. The far left, she refers to it. So even there, that's what we're talking about with all of these political considerations. It's, they're still chewing on Brett Kavanaugh, for God's sakes. 21 after the hour.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
It's much, much better now because I can go outside, rake the leaves from the trees and stuff. I know I wasn't getting all the nutrition that I needed because when it comes to vegetables, I'm very picky. And I'm going to stick with it to do as much as I can. And taking the those three vitamins for the vegetables and the fruit per day really helped me out a lot.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. This limited time offer will only be available until the end of the week, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important. And after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We are inveigling ourselves into these conversations, some of them. May I bring up the Ellen DeGeneres, George Bush situation and how, again, I mean, we can take apart all of these things, come up with the same sort of answer. These people that are so angry, social media. Why can't Ellen be friends with George Bush? Why?
Because she is a member of a community that considers him to be a devil.
That's their problem. Mm-hmm. She likes the guy and they're friends. So yeah. Why can't she have friends?
Well, obviously, you know, neither of them are, you know, they're not Hannibal Lecter or whatever.
No. But, you know, Ellen got attacked and Bush didn't, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, you know, well, it's the political correctness crowd, and even though I am very, very sympathetic on many, many levels to the LGBTQ community, I am not a big fan of overt political correctness in this regard. They should have just let it go, or maybe in a snide comment here and there. Oh, I see she's hanging out with, you know, there's certain aspects to it that you could talk about, but the kind of venom that she received in
comes from cowards who don't identify themselves. It's just some posting someplace.
Well, this is the point. This is a whole other subtopic, is that you get the feeling with social media, particularly Twitter, that this is somehow representative of a mass public opinion.
Bunk.
And it's not true.
No.
You know, it's representative of all those people that use Twitter to fight their dirty ideological battles. And when I say dirty, I'm not saying that about this movement. I'm saying about any movement where you anonymously or even not anonymously have a chip on your shoulder and are out there in an uncompromising way declaring people enemies, when in fact the real relationships between people is far more nuanced and complex.
How much of that problem does Trump contribute to?
Boy, he is both the victim and the cause of it. That is a great question. You know, there was once a time when even the greatest president of the United States would step down, or the greatest mayor, or the greatest anything would step down because they would say, even though I am innocent, this situation has become a distraction. And I cannot effectively carry out my job. And we as a nation, we as a club, we as a state, we as a city, we as a business cannot carry out our mission because of the distraction that the controversy surrounding me has created. Therefore, I will resign. That do you remember when that was kind of part
Nixon of Nixon kind of was the last person to do that, although he saved himself by doing it as well. And he had, you know, it was obvious that Gerry Ford was going to pardon him, so let me out and let's keep moving.
Right. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying, and it's very troubling to have this as part of the, it's the underscore of almost everything that's going on. You know, the president, the vice president, the people in the House and the Senate, politicians, but in our lives, people, we were just talking about divorce and how, you know, some divorces. I was talking to a woman yesterday who's been, she told me she'd been divorced for about 15, 16 years. And the call she makes in the morning to her ex-husband, the end of the day, she makes a call to her ex-husband. They're very good friends. They're just not good as husband and wife. And her friends criticize her for having any relationship with her ex-husband. Why? Obviously, it's for the benefit of both of them. Why do people stick to these rigid rules that don't work? Everything needs to be in flux, doesn't it?
Yeah, everything has to be flexible. And there is a thing called forgiveness. And I think that the way we deal with forgiveness in our human condition is something that should be analyzed a little deeper. Yeah.
I'm not going to forgive PG&E, though. We'll talk about that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten, yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Time for our conversation about conversation to continue here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talkers Magazine develops the charts that are used and published at talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. The stories for the week of October 7th to the 11th, pretty heavily weighted at the upper end. Number one and number two, the election, the impeachment, all of these sorts of things. But there is other conversation, and depending on where you were in the country, although I heard a lot of outrage regarding the whole situation in California, the fires now, there are 200 and some odd fires that are burning this weekend in Southern California, mostly in the valley. They are caused, in the southern end of the state, the fires that are there have been caused, one of them that spread. Some guy was burning trash in his backyard. My God, is the matter with the Santa Ana winds? But then the more outrageous thing, Michael, is PG&E being sanctioned, if you will, by the state, allowing them to declare bankruptcy to screw a lot of people that should be rewarded. They should be given compensation for homes being burned down, 85 people dying. And yet they're doing the same damn thing now. They don't take care of their infrastructure. They don't clean up underneath the wires. And so they shut the power off. How do you even discuss this without being outraged? How do these people, big government and big business, get this outrageously up yours? That basically, that's what they're saying to the public. Up yours. We're going to do what we want to do.
Yeah, your expression of disapproval is well placed, and that's what's going on out there. There's a whole big discussion going on in California, and it's major news because it's affecting about 3 million people who are being affected by these blackouts. They say 800,000 customers, but 800,000 customers, each customer is 3-4 people in a family or in a whole household.
Yeah.
So it's a problem. I know that, at Hawkers, we do business nationally, and a lot of our business is in California because it's such a big media market.
Right.
Yep. It's hard to do business with people right now because they leave every conversation with, I don't know if we're going to have power.
Yeah,
because no one really knows the schedule of these blackouts. It's very, very problematic.
Yeah.
Boy, we live in interesting times, don't we?
It is. Yeah, right. Will you spend a minute with me and describe? A lot of people go to talkers.com and they get the Michael Harrison interview, which is usually with a talk radio personality or someone that would be a large participant in conversation on talk radio. But you're also doing something now called The Wrap.
Yeah.
And it mirrors some of the things that we talk about here, but it gets a lot of media coverage because it, in fact, is part of the media. And one wonders, the news media, I separate, people always refer, I think unknowing people refer to the news media just as the media. But the media is print, the so-called third estate, fourth estate, fifth estate. It's entertainment media, movies, that sort of thing. So the news media has spread out a little bit, don't you think? Isn't that kind of...
Well, journalism now is an entertainment medium.
Is there even anything left of journalism?
I think to a certain degree there is. I just don't think it's true to its ideals. I sometimes wonder if it ever was.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Well, there was a time when in the 20th century when there were only a handful of major news media outlets and they controlled the narrative. What we're dealing with now is going back to the days before the 20th century when people were on their own page. You know, back in the 19th century and the 18th century, we didn't have a mass public. We didn't have Walter Cronkite. We didn't have CBS News. Every town had a different interpretation of life. And now, so people weren't on the same page. Now everybody has their own page.
Everybody's newsmaker or news expert or
right. So that whole idea, that whole idea of journalism in the 20th century, which we who are immigrants from the 20th century, most of us listening to this are over 20 years old, we tend to think that's a natural state of affairs, but it isn't. So when you talk about the integrity of journalism, that's a complicated subject. So the ideals of journalism is that you let the reader or the listener or the viewer know what your intention is. Is your intention to objectively inform the facts of a situation, or is your intention to give your opinion about the facts? And that's why we have editorial pages in the newspaper versus the news pages, op-ed, all of this. You try to disclose what the spirit is of what you're doing. And in some cases, it's political activism, advocacy journalism, which I call propaganda.
Yes.
Once a time, I'm an advocacy journalist for the following cause. Well, then you're not a journalist. What you are is a propagandist.
Yep. And that's what most of it has become. That's why I find it interesting that we have your Michael Harrison interview, which is every week, and that gets to somebody who's a newsmaker, and then kind of your wrap on what's going on based pretty much on a lot of the shows that you do that you're on, like this one.
Yeah. Well, you understand that's my shtick. My shtick is what people are talking about. The difference between the talk radio countdown show and the Michael Harrison rap is the Michael Harrison rap is more serious. It's less organic. It's more of a here's what's going on, here's what people are saying, bing 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 bing, and it's an hour and it comes and it goes. Whereas this program is far more of a conversational and this program's live. The Michael Harrison rap is a produced magazine. Mm-hmm. So it's a very different show, but the common element is me, because everything I do is my forte, which is, one, the media, its relationship to sociology, and what's being talked about in the media. And I hope I'm successful, at least for the folks listening to our conversation now, in not having a ideological agenda that underlies everything I talk about.
Mm-hmm. Which is so common. You're one of the few. I'd like to think that wasn't my cause, but I'm not doing, I do it. You say every time I say I'm not doing a political program, you say, yeah, you're talking about politics. You can't get away from it. I mean, there's nothing. Look at the top 10 list again. Mm-hmm. There's woven through almost every single one of these, if not every single one of these items. And I was thinking back to last week and last month and the list that in my mind, these charts that are created so we can talk about what the big things are in News Talk Radio. It's all about politics and one side being right and another side being wrong.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yet the line is so blurred as to what, you know. I was looking at something on Talkers at Talkers.com that is produced by one of the folks that support what you do. And it was an overview of a particular point of view. The first story is Democrats can't count on Hispanic support. There are more and more there are a lot of talk radio people who think that all Hispanics vote Democrat, all blacks vote Democrat, all white people vote Republican, or, you know, some nonsense like that. And that becomes the hard and fast, rigid rule. And then it's a surprise. Hey, we found a Hispanic over there who's not voting for anybody who's a Democrat. How dare those people exist?
First of all, you know, with Hispanics, the whole term Hispanic is a an Anglo word. There's no such thing.
Right. That's the thing is Hispanic. They don't know of themselves. They're Latinos and Latinas.
But I'm saying that, you know, the Cuban Americans that live in South Florida tend to vote Republican.
Yes.
People from Puerto Rico have a different view. And then there are Mexicans. And anybody who knows Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Central Americans, South Americans, and Cubans, these are as different as the British are from the Spanish, from the French, from the Italians.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, all Europeans.
It's
nonsense.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Oh, and that's, by the way, something that didn't make the top 10. That shows you how loaded the top 10 was this week. Last week, we were all over Brexit and Boris, and found.
It's nowhere to be found, but it's still going on.
Yes.
Which shows you the power of the media to give you the perception of reality. Because we're talking about the impeachment inquiry and the Ukraine scandal, does that mean that Kim Jong-un is no longer a danger to us? Does that mean that Brexit is no longer a major situation that's going to impact the economy of Western civilization? Does it mean that climate change is no longer a problem? You know, and gun control and health care? Whatever happened to health care reform? Do you realize that because of this impeachment, where nothing's going to get done and ignorance is going to prevail?
This would really be the year to vote all those bums out. Yeah,
there really is no productive benefit to being an expert on the impeachment process or the Ukraine scandal. It's a tiny little speck of information in terms of what really affects everybody's lives. And this is consuming the national consciousness. We're not paying attention to what's really going on, and maybe we never have.
Or really what isn't going on, much of anything else. Dr. Michael Harrison, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's a way for you to put all your worries and fears away and get a good night's sleep. That's it. Good night's rest. Pillows, 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 mattresses, mattress covers, all the things, the sheets, the things that come from MyPillow.com help you get a great night's rest. Not enough people are taking action, however, to improve their sleep. And that's why I'm encouraging right now the people that run MyPillow, Mike Lindell and his staff, have decided they want to give back even more to you, the listeners to the programs that I do that have bought a lot of the pillows. So with the DJV code, you can go to MyPillow.com, take advantage of BOGO. I love BOGO. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. Right now, any one of the MyPillows at MyPillow.com comes to you absolutely free. When you buy one, you get another one free. That's the BOGO offer. It's cool. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special tab that's there in the MyPillow.com universe. Get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, 66% off in some areas using the DJV code. But right now, buy one, get one free. All of the pillows at MyPillow.com come under that purview. Enter the code, the promo code DJV for the radio special, the radio special tab at MyPillow.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to sell it to you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and its huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
All right, so we got a couple of minutes more here. Polls. Do we pay any attention to polls anymore? Every once in a while there's a poll. Well, there's a lot of polls, but do they really make a difference? They used to be great fodder for conversation. Are they still?
Well, they're great fodder for who gets on the debates. I mean, and the debates are great fodder for who gets elected president. Once you're not on those debates, you're done. You're cooked.
Right.
So even getting on them is not enough to help you. But the polls are important because they do set the stage for perception of success and failure.
It is. It's all perception. But that's what we were talking about. It isn't new. It isn't the facts. It is perception.
Yeah, it's all about perception. Perception is the cliche is perception is reality.
Yes.
And it's true. Perception is reality.
Yeah. Don't forget to check out the Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview at talkers.com. Lots of things going on. Man, that is chock-a-block full of information this week. You love the talk radio format. Go to talkers.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm 95 years old, and I keep getting compliments. Why am I in such good shape? And it's balance of nature.
I'm taking the Balance of Nature. I love that stuff. I could take Balance of Nature instead of coffee.
I just love my fruits and vegetables. I feel better. I take it every day religiously. I think, you know something? I feel a little bit of improvement. I really do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. This limited time offer will only be available until the end of the week, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Make refreshing changes throughout your home this fall and save by starting with Lowe's. Add new appliances and get deals like up to 35% off select appliance special values, including a 24.7 cubic foot Whirlpool French door refrigerator, just $15.99. Show your home's true colors with a new coat of paint and save on top-rated one-coat paints from HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, starting at just $35.98 a gallon every day. Whatever projects you have on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 10/23, U.S. only.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We move now into the legal area of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer, a college professor, also an author of a couple of books. That sports, how does that sports book, how is that doing? I haven't asked you about that for a while.
Well, the Essential Sports Law is a, it's actually, it's quite readable, but it's a textbook that I use at Bentley University. I teach a course in sports law. It's pretty interesting, actually, to the average sports fan to see, you know, what goes on as far as the laws and endorsements and players' contracts and legalized gambling.
What about sports betting? What about sports betting and the legalities of that as more and more people get into it? We were talking about it on the air, and I wonder about, you know, you can bet on anything. You can bet on, you know, if my son's going to get married at 2 o'clock or 2:01.
Betting has been with us for, you know, for quite a long time. And the leagues were, the professional leagues in particular, and the NCAA were very much against it. But, you know, there's an old saying, you know, when you're getting run out of town on a rail, get in front and make it look like you're leading the parade. The parade is going. And so some of the leagues, like the NBA, have gotten involved with this. And it makes sense. They've had legalized sports betting in England for a long, long time, and it works out well because everybody's concerned with the same thing, which is making sure that it's secure and safe and honest. And
you know, that reminds me, it's sort of the same sort of thing as follows hemp and cannabis.
You get on the train
or you get out of the way, because exactly. Politicians who don't get that seem to, you know, here in Massachusetts, as you know, the governor has kind of stepped on his foot or something else with a bunch of things that the public just doesn't like, because there is a change in attitude. Overkill
with some of the things that, in Massachusetts with Governor Baker and vaping and some of the rules regarding legal cannabis, it just they are so heavy.
Yeah.
But in fact, you know, this is what the public's doing, and what you do is you find a way to make it work reasonably with reasonable regulations.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Impeachment, legalities, people paying no attention to the legalities. People don't even understand the legalities of impeachment, right? I mean, under the circumstances.
Yeah, you know, something in here is where I would say, you know, the media, if I'm going to say a general, if there is something, a media, they've got to do a better job of educating, you know, the public, you know, precisely from, you know, things like the new Giuliani associates who were indicted and charged on counts of conspiracy, falsification of records, lying to the Federal Election Commission, and illegal political donations. I think people are forgetting these kinds of connections that are being alleged with foreign countries as far as influencing American elections are just illegal. They basically are, and there are reasons for this. But, you know, I think there's been so much information and spin on the information that the public doesn't know what to think.
No. All right, so we have the PG&E blackouts and the legal aspect of that. Man, I would be, I would have been angry about it, and I'm not even there. How these people get away with this stuff, big business, big government, my God.
And PG&E in particular, I'm sure some of our listeners in California are going that they could tell us stories. In my white-collar crime class, we deal with environmental crimes, and PG&E did not cover itself in glory out in some of the things that it was doing in California. And then to be involved with wildfires, which it was recently, and now to be taking the steps of turning people's electricity off, and because they're not doing their job, I don't know how this company stays in business.
Really? Well, they wouldn't have if the state hadn't come to their rescue and sort of short-circuited, pardon the pun, a lot of the value of the lawsuit. So Matt Lauer and the rape, there doesn't seem to be anything really new here. Has he got a leg to stand on, or is the, I mean, this, he's not been charged with anything. He's just been,
no.
The allegations there. So where
right.
does it go?
Probably won't go anywhere. You know, he may be a bit of a personal scummy guy, but reading the firsthand information, it would be very hard to prove a rape case from someone who had continued to have a relationship with him. And the only accusation of rape was that I gave assent, but I was drinking too much, so it wasn't a legal assent. Not a tight case.
Wowzer case. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.